This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency this week held the first listening session on rewriting the Waters of the U.S. rule. Lauren Lurkins, a director of environmental policy at Illinois Farm Bureau, explained in a Newsline interview that the public meetings provide an opportunity for agriculture to be heard. She says these are really the first step of the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps to listen to a set of opinions across the country as they look to rewrite the definition of waters of the U.S. They were interested in hearing a variety of perspectives on implementation challenges over the previous years and suggestions folks had for moving forward. AFBF President Zippy Duvall recently commented on the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement that the agency is revoking all tolerances for the pesticide chlypyrifos. Farmers and ranchers care deeply about the quality of our crops. Nothing is more important than producing safe, nutritious food, according to Duvall. So we must be guided by the most reliable determinant of safety, which is science. This administration has repeatedly made commitments to abide by science, yet the EPA decision on chlypyrifos strays from that commitment and takes away an important tool to manage pests and insects. Despite an incredibly challenging previous 18 months that included a global pandemic and tumultuous weather, higher commodity prices and well-timed government support have finally turned the tide on a year-over-year increases in Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy filings. According to data from the U.S. courts, from June 2020 through June 2021, there were a total of 438 Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings, down 24% or 142 bankruptcies. The number of Chapter 12 filings over the previous 12 months is the lowest since 2015's 357 filings. The decrease in bankruptcy filings is a noteworthy shift given the significant increases in the number of bankruptcies over the previous 3 years. USDA's latest cattle on feed report, released August 20th, shows the number of animals on feed as of August 1st is 1.9% below year-ago levels. The report provides monthly estimates of the number of cattle being fed for slaughter. For the report, USDA surveys feedlots of 1,000 head or more, as this represents 85% of all fed cattle. Cattle feeders provide data on inventory, placements, marketings, and other disappearance. It is important to remember that due to COVID-19 disruptions last year, typical year-over-year comparisons need to be contextualized. This report showed a total inventory of 11.074 million head in the United States on August 1st, down from the same time in 2020 and down 0.3% from 2019. This 1.9% decrease is in line with analysts' expectations of feedlot inventories dropping 1.8% from last year. This average expectation fell within a relatively tight range of a 1.2% to 2.3% decline. This decline is part of a normal seasonal decline that typically occurs throughout the summer and into September. It also reflects where we are in the contraction phase of the cattle cycle. USDA recently announced the details of the Pandemic Market Volatility Assistance Program for dairy farmers. USDA will provide about $350 million in pandemic assistance payments to dairy farmers who received a lower value for their products due to market abnormalities caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The assistance is part of a larger package, including permanent improvements to the Dairy Margin Coverage Safety Net Program. The program is part of $6 billion in pandemic assistance USDA announced in March to address a number of gaps and disparities in previous rounds of assistance. Outside of the pandemic assistance, USDA will also improve the Dairy Margin Coverage Safety Net Program by updating the feed cost formula to better reflect the actual cost dairy farmers pay for high-quality alfalfa. This change will be retroactive to January 2020 and is expected to provide additional retroactive payments of about $100 million for 2020 and 2021. Idaho is no stranger to dry conditions. In fact, the average annual precipitation for much of the state's most populous and productive lands is less than 12 inches. This year has been especially dry and hot, with hydrologists recording average rainfall at just under 4.4 inches, putting more pressure on an already limited resource. Even areas of the state, primarily up north, that commonly receive significantly more rainfall than southern portions of the state, are experiencing exceptionally dry conditions. Farmers who were previously ineligible for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2 can now apply for aid thanks to collaboration between AFBF, lawmakers, and USDA. Up to $1 billion will be made available through the Consolidated Appropriations Act to livestock and poultry producers who suffered financial losses from January 1, 2020 through December 27, 2020. AFBF first raised concern about farmers being left out of the aid package in May 2020 and has been engaged on this issue for more than a year. Coverage has now been expanded to include chickens, poultry eggs, turkeys, hogs, and pigs, ducks, geese, pheasants, and quail, including eligible breeding stock and eggs of all eligible poultry types produced under contract. Last week, the Department of Labor released third quarter data on the H-2A Temporary Agricultural Worker Program. After giant increases in the number of certified positions in the first and second quarters of fiscal year 2021, third quarter numbers returned to earth. In fact, third quarter position certifications were down 3.4% compared to the third quarter of 2020. Despite this small dip, three quarters of the way through fiscal year 2021, the total number of certified H-2A positions is up over 11% from the same period in fiscal year 2020. Over the last decade, when full fiscal year data is examined, the H-2A program has demonstrated steady year-over-year growth, averaging 14% each year. However, the global pandemic has led to some interesting patterns that are clearly on display when quarterly data is reviewed. As seen in Figure 1, during the first two quarters impacted by the pandemic, third and fourth quarters 2020, the number of certified positions held steady, unlike years past when the number of certified positions grew during those quarters. This can be attributed to general uncertainty about the overall economy and disturbances in the normal marketing channels for fresh produce. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.